It's me. Some of you know me, some of you probably don't. My name's Sam Trottenberg, or DJ Serpico. You know, say whatever the heck you want. We're on the air, so I can't curse. I'm from WTBU, the beat of Boston University. And before I do anything else, there are a few quick messages. That I'm going to play for you all while I finish tuning my guitar. So here, I'm going to mute myself, and then we'll listen to these messages.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All solid advice, if you ask me. Anyway, I have a little station ID. I'm going to read here. You're listening to WRBB 104.9 FM in Boston, Massachusetts. This event is also broadcasting on the far superior WTBU at 89.3 FM in Boston. Had to do it for the boys. WHRB 95.3 FM in Cambridge. WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford, WZBC at 90.3 FM in Newton. So no matter where you are, we got you covered. We got you covered. And then I have a little thing I'm going to read here as well. Thanks for tuning in to the Radio Spectacular hosted by WRBB, WMFO, WTBU, WHRB, WECB, and WZBC. I feel like this is just meant to like trip me up, putting all those in a row. This collaborative event is a fundraiser for three local nonprofits: Black and Pink Massachusetts, Violence in Boston, and Families for Justice is Healing. You can donate to these organizations by sending a monetary donation to @RadioSpectacular on Venmo. All proceeds from this event will be donated evenly to the three organizations. You can learn more about this event and the organizations being supported at radiospectacular.com. And on my little thing, it has both radio and spectacular capitalized. But I think that's just for dramatic effect. I don't think you actually need to capitalize it. Anyway, in case you haven't heard, my name is Sam Trottenberg. I'm here representing WTBU. Of the radios, probably the best one, if not second best. just, you know, I mean, I think that's what the rankings were this year, is they put us at number one in terms of worldwide radio, but I don't know. It's all just numbers. And today, we're going to be talking. What's going on with this? Wait, why is my screen black now? Ah, I see why. Let's make it this again. We're going to be talking about this man here, Dwayne Allman. Yes, I have a photograph of him. Look how prepared I am. We're going to be talking about Dwayne Allman, guitar player extraordinaire. If you haven't heard of him, perhaps you've heard of the Allman Brothers Band, which he founded and basically led up until his death when he was only 24 years old. We don't care about any of that. We care... Let me get a good picture here. This is a good picture. We care about this little thing on his ring finger, which I actually also happen to have on my ring finger. What a coincidence. Shocking. This is called a slide. And today, I'm going to be telling you all about how Dwayne Allman was such an important figure with the slide guitar, and how he was able to push the guitar to sound like an entirely different instrument. I don't know, maybe get a little inspired from it, because, you know, I know everyone can feel a little bored of certain instruments at some point. But Dwayne certainly proved that the guitar is limitless, that any instrument is limitless, if you will. And in fact, we're even going to be talking about how much he was influenced by harmonica players. So to do the classic speak no evil move, which if you know what that is, you're a legend, we are going to play for you a little Dwayne Allman slide guitar here, just so you can get a grip of it, and then I'm gonna explain how slide works and all that stuff, but you're just gonna have to sit in suspense for the moment. Here we go. This is The Road of Love by Clarence Carter, who was a blind blues and rock and roll singer, songwriter, guitar player, who recorded at Fame Studios, where Dwayne Allman was a session musician. That's in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And this is actually the first ever recorded slide playing of Dwayne Allman. I think this from 19... It must have been from 1969, if not 1968. No way was it later. Dwayne Allman would die in 1971. And we are going to listen to a couple tracks of his, and you'll be able to hear how he improves. But enough of my blabbering. Let's listen to this song before I run out of time. Enjoy. Why aren't I hearing anything? Oh, it's because it's muted. That's crazy. See? Why didn't anybody tell me that? That was just the test. It was test run. It's fine. Here we go. Road of Love, Clarence Carter. Enjoy.
Baby, I ain't going down that road of love by myself. No, no, I ain't going down that road of love by myself. Now, if you won't go with me, baby, I guess I just have to get somebody else. Oh, darling, I hope you feel the same way too. Cause as long as we have each other, I'll have your love to see me through. And oh, baby, let's walk together hand in hand. Oh, baby, 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 let's walk together hand in hand. Oh, Lord, and you can be my little woman. We'll be right back.
to get somebody else.
Ah, how I love doing the artificial fade. I have my crossfade on Spotify because I think that makes me so much cooler. So it makes it tough to do just individual songs and not go to the next one. But I digress. Ooh, that's not what I wanted. That was Road of Love by Clarence Carter featuring Duane Allman, his first ever slide guitar solo. What is slide guitar is the question that is on everybody's minds, as we know from, you know, that's the big drama. Slide guitar uses this thing right here. In my case, this is the glass slide. This is what Duane played as well. People have also used brass. People have used pieces of pipe. My favorite is that there was a cat named Mississippi Fred McDowell, who was a more acoustic player, who used for a long period of time a chicken bone as a slide. I use a glass, Duane used glass, warmer sound, brighter sound, not quite as like stingy as the traditional blues slide, which is what slide comes from, is blues playing. So what does a slide do exactly? The way you play it, and here I have my guitar so I can demonstrate this, is instead of playing, you know, normal guitar like this is... Every note that I want to play, I have to fret individually and work off of that note. Slide, you just rest on top of the strings, and it turns the guitar into a fretless instrument. So instead of focusing on individual notes and what you can do off of those, you're constantly moving all over the neck, and you're in fact more focusing on the space in between notes. Now you can do this, of course, without the slide, but slide really encourages this, and it's much more natural to do it with the slide. And, you know, I've spent many years studying Duane Allman's, you know, kind of school of slide guitar. So to give you an idea, just as like kind of a visual aid of what this will look like, yeah, you can kind of see what I'm doing. This is the basic idea of the stuff he's doing. I'm the best. I can do that. So that's the idea of Duane's slide playing. You notice there, I didn't really focus in on any particular notes, but I focused really on spaces in between two notes. And often I'd just be going one note to another or to the same note and just kind of slide in between the two. So it's a whole different kind of way of thinking. But I do want to tell the story of how Duane even picked up the slide guitar to begin with. As the story goes, Duane had a brother, Greg Allman, who was also a member of the Allman Brothers Band. He was the lead singer and the organ player, and he was with the band for its entirety. In fact, while Duane died in 1971, the Allman Brothers Band actually lasted until 2014. Greg died a few years later, but he was there for the entirety of it. Greg had taken him horseback riding, and he had warned him that when they were going up, they were crossing a creek, or they were going up some like heavy terrain or something, warned Duane that you gotta really like be careful of the horse, and that like if you're not, it's liable to throw you off. Duane was a very stubborn guy, and he didn't really listen. And so they went up and they did the horseback riding, and you can imagine what happened. And he hit right here on his elbow, and he broke his arm, and he couldn't play. Break your arm, can't really play much guitar, can you? And so he was kind of pissed off at the world. He didn't want to talk to anybody. He was just holed up in his house. He didn't even want to talk to Greg. And eventually, Dwayne's birthday came around. So Greg Allman, being the nice guy that he was, he went and grabbed the newest Taj Mahal album, which was actually his first album, I should say. Taj Mahal, great, who I've actually seen in concert, he's still really good. One of the great late 60s blues guys who brought like a real like shrieking, heavy, energetic sound to it. And wonderful singer, and yeah, he was great. And fortunately still pretty well remembered in the blues crowd. Gave him that record, Taj Mahal's first album, called Taj Mahal, bottle of chlorocetin pills, painkillers. And about 30 minutes later, Greg Allman received a phone call from Dwayne Allman saying, "Hey, baby brother, get down here. I figured out this thing. You gotta come down." It's all right. So Greg went back and went in, and Dwayne had poured all the pills out of the bottle, washed the label off it. This glass, by the way, is modeled off of chlorocetin pill bottle, although it's slightly different. Washed the label off, and he was playing the slide parts of Jesse Ed Davis. There's my mouse. Of Jesse Ed Davis here, who was Taj Mahal's guitar player. You can actually see him here as well. And here, because I looked up Taj Mahal, Jesse Ed Davis. Oh, terrible. Who was Taj Mahal's guitar player and who did a number of slide parts on it. Although not nearly as advanced as Dwayne, it's a premonition to what Dwayne would be able to play. And even in the sling, Dwayne was just, you know, sitting there doing very simple slide stuff with the empty bottle of chlorocetin pills. And from then on, slide was his thing. That's what he was known for. Not that long afterwards, he'd do that Clarence Carter recording. And he would actually end up covering one of the main slide tunes from that Taj Mahal album, although it was written by, I think it was Blind Willie McTell, who was an old blues guy, Statesboro Blues, on the Allman Brothers' famed live album at Fillmore East. So let's listen to the Taj Mahal version, then let's listen to the Allman Brothers version. I realize I am running very late, so we might not listen to the whole Allman Brothers version, but I like telling stories. Okay, here we go. Statesboro Blues by my man Taj Mahal, and the same thing by the Allman Brothers Band. Enjoy. Baby, do you wanna go?
king, I treat her like she was a doggone queen. Wake up, mama, turn your lamp down low. Wake up, mama, turn your lamp down low. Have you got that nerve pop a tart from your door?
Sorry, as much as I want to finish that tune out, I think we should move on since... 6 minutes left. Terrible. So, you could certainly hear, you know, just the difference in intensity and sophistication between Jesse Ed Davis's slide part and Dwayne Allman's. And I don't mean to rag on Jesse Ed Davis. I think he's a wonderful guitar player. But... Dwayne Allman's, you know, like, his push of what slide guitar can do reminds me very much of another musician who I also think Dwayne Allman was incredibly influenced by. That musician is Little Walter. Little Walter, I think, essentially did for harmonica what Dwayne Allman did for slide guitar. And Dwayne actually admitted on many occasions that to him... slide guitar was, he thought of it in the same way as he would if he was playing a harmonica. So he was not very influenced by, or he was far more influenced by harmonica players than he was by guitar players, when it came to slide at least. And I think, you know, listening to Little Walter's stuff, you could certainly hear that. Little Walter was a Chicago blues musician in the Chess Record age of the post-war blues era, playing alongside guys like Muddy Waters, around the same time as Howlin' Wolf and Bo Diddley and even Chuck Berry a little later on, and had a phenomenal solo career, as well as a great run as Muddy Waters' big sideman. But he turned the harmonica into kind of like a corny kind of party instrument, something that you could be a real master and virtuoso of, as something that could be high art, same way that Dwayne did with slide guitar, although slide guitar was already held in pretty high... regard. Anyway, I want you to listen to song called Trouble No More by Muddy Waters with Little Walter on the harmonica, and then Trouble No More by the Allman Brothers Band with Duane Allman on the slide. And we're not going to play the full versions of each, but listen to, you know, the roles that each of them take on. And I think that's the important point here. It's just like, you know, we think that these instruments have like certain roles within everything. You know, the classic, you know, rock and roll band or something. Drums, all right, rhythm, keeping time, all that. Bass, low end, holding on to that, keeping the, you know, the beat going as well in the rhythm section. Guitar, loud rockin' solos, you know, that also that like kind of rock and roll rhythm playing. Singer, they handle, that's like the, you know, the main part of everything. These are all just constructs, and they can and should be changed out at certain points, and it's all worth experimenting, and we haven't even scratched the surface. Duane Allman died when he was 24 years old. He'd only been working on slide for 2 or 3 years. That's what I leave you with. We're going to finish off with these two tunes. Thank you for listening. Go check out all these organizations we've been mentioning. Go check out the website. And yeah, enjoy. Here, we're going to play this.
I don't care how long you're gone. I don't care how long you stay. But good, kind treatment go bring you home someday. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble poor me anymore. You just keep on betting that the dice won't pass. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble for me anymore. I'm gonna tell everybody in your neighborhood that you're the sweet little girl, but you don't mean me no good. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna
Hello, I'm Lucy Moman, and I will be DJing the next set. I'm a DJ over at WMFO, that's the Tufts University Freeform Radio Station, and yeah, I am just super honored and... Hello, I'm Lucy Moman, and I will be DJing the next set. I'm a DJ over at WMFO, that's the Tufts University Freeform Radio Station. Hello, I'm Lucy Moman, and I will be DJing the next set. I'm a DJ over at WMFO, that's the Tufts University Freeform Radio Station, And yeah, I am just super honored and grateful and really stoked to be here. I'm really excited, and I'm excited to be a part of such an awesome fundraiser. And I'm really, you know, honored to be doing the set that's representing all the amazing people at the Tufts radio station WMFO. And yeah, this fundraiser, we're raising money for three local nonprofits. We have the Black and Pink Massachusetts, Violence in Boston, and Families for Justice is Healing. You can donate to these organizations by sending a monetary donation to @RadioSpectacular on Venmo. All proceeds from this event will be donated evenly to the three organizations, and you can learn more about this event and the organizations themselves being supported at radiospectacular.com. I highly encourage you to do so. Please learn more about these, you know, these organizations and the causes that they're supporting. And yeah, you know, you can do that at radiospectacular.com, like I said. And I just want to thank everyone who's tuning in and checking out this event. I want to thank everyone who's made this possible. And yeah, you know, thank you so much. And without further ado, the first song I have for you guys, this is Falling Out of Love with You by The Sixth, sung by Dean Wareham of Galaxy 500. Hope everyone enjoys this one. I hope everyone enjoyed that one, and this next song is No Quit by Michael Now. I'm changing it up a little bit. This one is Suavecito by Mallow. I hope everyone's enjoying what they're hearing, and I hope everyone likes this next song. Thank you. So the next song I have for you guys, this is a great post-punk song. Post-punk is personally my favorite, you know, music genre. I think it's absolutely amazing. And this is Life Goes On by The Damned. That intro sound familiar to you? A lot of people have the debate of, you know, is it the 80s by Killing Joke? Did, you know, did Nirvana steal, you know, Nirvana's Come As You Are steal that opening riff? But actually, the thing that's really interesting is this song came before both of those. So I think it's kind of an interesting thing. And this next song is, you know, super sweet song. I love a whole lot. This one is You're So Fine by Papa Bear and His Cubs.
Now, I want to tell you how I feel about you. You could Now there's something coming through here that softly reminds me. Tonight I'll park out on the hill and wait until they find me. You're slipping through the ether, voices coming.